What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ain't there no drink in the building? Can I get a water or something? Or a juice or something? Maybe not particularly a water, I wanted a juice.
Greg, give me a water.
Is there a juice? Is there a juice?
Oh my gosh.
Is there any juice there? Is there no juice?
No, mate.
He's got sweets, man. Someone, I saw sweets.
Alright, we're rolling by the way, lads. Done.
Hey. Give me some.
Please?
Give me some, bro.
Please.
Menace, what are you eating there, Menace? Fuck
off. What's that?
Who's that? Hey, do you see that? Who's that kid that did the two top bins with his left foot as well? Two top bins, right foot and left foot.
Yeah, man. As Reading News. He's on loan from Brighton.
Yeah, let me have a... I need a sweet. I need a sweet. I just need a little bit of sugar.
You ready?
Glucose. Is there any sweets there? Welcome to Filthy. Right.
Dan.
You intro it.
Conspiracy episode was last week.
It's every week.
Yeah, every week's a conspiracy.
Do you know there's more conspiracies, by the way?
We should do a conspiracy
Didn't
a week.
Obama say there's aliens now?
That was last week.
We done that last set.
What's another conspiracy?
And what was quickly? The conclusion?
Well, I don't want to talk too much.
You know what the new conspiracy is?
What?
That man that had the island. That list.
Remember, Bepstein.
Yeah.
Well, Arteta's Bepstein. On the list.
Sound like Brian Bedonga.
You've got to call him Bepstein. Yeah.
That's what I heard. I've
seen that name.
I heard Frank Ribery's on there.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Ribery. Now, Ribery's cooked. Apparently, he's cooked.
Hey, I'm not being funny. This ain't from me. I did not say this. Yeah?
From above.
You're saying it now, but go on.
I did not say this.
You're saying it now, though.
You are the one. And I think it's damn out of order that someone said this. I just want to let everyone be known. But Sam, can you believe the audacity? Someone said to me, if anyone looks like they should be on that list,
you decided.
What's that, Morse code? Oh, I got it.
I'm not, yeah, okay. And I'm not even, I don't want to even finish the sentence because that's damn bang out of order and he was a great player.
Wait, what?
He's talking about,
do the Morse code again.
Oh, Frank.
Yeah, I don't even know what that was meant to say. What was that meant to say though?
I don't know what.
I'm not repeating it.
Fair.
I'm
not saying it. I ain't getting cancelled, bro.
Bro, the thing is, yeah, we've got to start taking aliens seriously, you know.
We have been, to be honest.
He also said he looked like an alien too, but
because they are here, bro. Like the president, the former president of the United States, has confirmed
that. That weren't the first person though. Someone else said it as well.
Yeah, but this Nixon. One's a real person.
No, man. The other man, Putin said it like 2024, bro.
Nixon. Well, the only now we think contemplating getting
man,
serious
Putin
about it.
Putin said it as well.
Yeah, but as in, we Dixon's ain't done nothing. I haven't made any changes to my life because aliens are here.
Okay, clearly, what changes would you make?
I'll go Samsung.
We'll leave the
I don't
iPhone.
I'll leave Apple.
Right.
I just feel like they're a bit too, like, they've got too much information.
I'd start building an underground bunker.
I think aliens can get in there.
Do you know what it is? I think aliens, I don't think they have, legs and that. Like, have you seen that movie where the aliens, one kind of,
slime.
Yeah, bro. And it's just mashing up everything. Yeah. Can go into, thing. Can end up
when they Westfield? Turn into, that thing, Venom.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, it's like that. It's
depends
like
what aliens
Venom
you're
thing.
Talking about, lads. The ones that I've seen. Don't worry.
So you've seen aliens?
He said too much last episode.
I can't just talk too much.
Let him be, yeah.
If you apply science, yeah, there's too much, gravity in certain worlds for them to have legs and that.
Yeah, they can't have legs, yeah.
They gotta be doing mobile, something else. Mobile, it doesn't make sense. Yeah,
it depends which ones come gravity. Over. Like, obviously, the ones that I was talking about don't have hands.
They
so
don't have hands.
I was going to put a doorknob. So they wouldn't have got in my door. That's all I wanted to say.
They'll kick down the door, bro.
No, it's still.
It's still.
Reinforced still. It's like the door I got now.
But maybe they're here just to vibe.
And
because everyone just wants to crack on. Like, it's not like they're not, it's not like they're Arsenal fans. They're not here to annoy
my
us.
My stepmom was an alien, Kim Basinger. You know, remember that? She was wicked. She was amazing. She ended up being someone's stepmom. She used to drink Bactrid acid. That was weird. But
what did you say like
what's
that?
That? My Bactrid parents are aliens. Acid.
My stepmom was an alien.
Is that a show?
It was a film in the '80s.
Oh, I thought you were saying
Dan Aykroyd.
I thought you were saying your stepmom.
You remember that one, Loons?
Nah, bro.
The Loons is very confused. Loons has been sitting there just.
My parents are aliens.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah. Third Rock from the Sun.
Third Rock from the Sun.
That was cold.
Yeah,
was
man.
Cold.
There's a lot of.
She was buff, you know.
Red Dwarf.
But that was actually up. Up in space. But we focus a lot on the negativity when it comes to alien civilization. And I believe that, as I say, I'll say it out here now, and they're probably going to get me. Make sure you lot help me out. The aliens that I've met, because I've met aliens before. I've met reptiles. I've met aliens. And the ones that I've met.
Reptilians.
The reptiles. Usually the reptiles are the evil ones. Yeah, but what we would call aliens because there's different species
the
of aliens.
With a normal head. Yeah. I
think that's out of order, me personally.
It's racist.
To just assume that reptiles
Yeah, it's
are
racist.
Evil.
No, they are. Reptiles. The ones that I've met and the ones that I've come into contact with through my secret societies.
Draconians.
That's it. That's what they're
called. Those are the bad ones.
Yeah. Listen, I'm talking too much, man.
Sorry, man. Chill. Let's chill. Let's chill.
Hey, what about the Transformers? You see robots in disguise? You know what I'm saying? Robots in disguise.
Yeah, Optimus Prime.
Oh my gosh.
Get what I'm saying?
Do you remember the animal one? The animal Transformers on
Kids. Triceratops. I knew that.
It's a dinosaur.
That Power Rangers.
No, Triceratops.
No, Rhino. Rhino, the Wasp Don.
Yeah, Bumblebee.
Cheetah. Optimus Prime was a gorilla.
Yeah. Optimus Prime, mate.
See? That's why. You don't even know the link that me and Loon's just done.
Boys, but honestly, can we get off of this, please? Honestly, this is dangerous talk, bro.
So have you met robot ones, though, right?
They're in Dubai. Humanoids. You know they're in Dubai and they're probably in Sharjah. Like, they're just walking around.
You better mind what you say about that place.
I'm just saying. I'm seeing people walking around.
As an alien specialist, what are you saying? Do you know that Mike Wazowski guy? Does he wink or is he blinking? Which one is it?
It's actually a blink. Well, you see like reptiles when they... Yeah, so it cleans the eyeball. So that's same as us. Same as us.
Understand. Okay, fair.
Yeah. We blink us to clean the eyeball, to make it moist. Yeah.
I don't think they need... eyelids.
No, they got eyelashes. And that keeps sweat out of the eyes. Yeah, that's like us. Mike did sweat. We're talking about Mike.
Is a monster.
No, but
alien?
The kids like so. Boo, the girl called Mike an alien. I mean, a monster, but really he was an alien.
An alien's a monster.
What's the difference?
Bro.
This is it. It's just
there's no difference, bro.
Tomato, tomato.
If you see an alien, you saw a monster.
Usually monsters come from down.
Right, so let me ask you a question. So do you think that all like the monsters like in like the myths, like werewolves, Bigfoot and that, do you think they're actually aliens? Instead, that's why we can't see them. They're just not here no more. They're in their ends.
There's that, but there's also, I think, I want to say 70% of like the Amazon and the sea have never been seen. So maybe these people or these...
They're over there. That's what I think.
Megs, they're around.
Megalodons.
Big
shark. The big sharks.
But they're just chilling.
They're on camera.
They're out there, man. They don't just go.
They're on camera.
They're still around.
No,
they're not.
They are, bro.
They were massive.
Have
you seen
not
on camera?
On camera, bro.
I'll show you right now, bro.
Man said the megalodons on camera.
How's it AI?
Crazy.
Please tell me, so... obviously, Loch Ness, that's real. Yeah, yeah, Lockie, yeah.
Nah, that ain't real.
Lockie. That's real. Yeah, that's Lockie. Real.
Bro, right? Why does it always pop out in this when it's misty, bro?
Hang on. Because he comes out, he's warm blooded, donut. He's warm blooded. So when he comes out.
He's warm blooded.
He called him a donut. He said he's warm blooded, donut.
Donut.
The Loch Ness monster is a warm blooded.
He's a mammal.
No, it's not a mammal.
Then how's it warm blooded?
Sorry, cold blooded. Sorry. No, sorry. So what is it when it's half and half?
There ain't that.
There is no, it's Loch Ness. That's Loch Ness, yeah. It's half and half.
Amphibious.
Yeah. It's that. It comes
but
from
But
they're
that. Still cold-blooded. Aren't amphibians cold-blooded?
I think when they come up,
you're
they get warm.
You're saying half and half, okay, mixture.
Anyway, but that ain't what I was gonna say. What I was gonna say is, please tell me you've seen, you know about sirens, mermaid sirens.
Yeah, police sirens.
They're real.
No, they're not. I got a theory, and I know the theory. Remember, pirates, all they had at sea was alcohol. And you get drunker quicker at sea because of the air levels and that. So they're seeing dolphins and that. They ain't seen a gal in months. You're at sea. They're seeing the dolphin. They're off and looking at the. They're like, yo, And like, innit that makes sense? Innit that makes sense? He's saying, brother, I've seen a girl in the water, bro.
I've seen one recently. Not me.
You ain't even been on the water.
Brother, stop. No, not me, but on video. And it's the truth. This is no AI. Oh, I promise you. You hear the siren. Brother, the guy that filmed it got killed 2 days later. They don't want people knowing about that.
I'm not going to lie. Jamaicans are big on mermaids, on a judge thing.
Yeah.
Big on the
they siren, thing. They sing
they
you.
They say, go down the river. Go talk to the mermaid.
Certain men will grant be you. In trouble. Those sirens, once they call you, yeah, they start doing their like. You just get men. Start jumping off the boats, bro.
Loch Ness Monster as well. I think Loch Ness Monster, Sasquatch, all of that is just men that was in the wilderness drunk and they've seen a mad thing and they've just been like, oh, my days. So like a man seen a bear or something and he's gone,
there's
oh,
too
my
many
days.
Sightings,
oh,
lips. There's too many sightings.
Also, you're forgetting how much men have breeded animals.
What, you want a fucking mermaid?
I'm sure you're saying it in a man. I know what
hey,
you mean.
Hey, wait, where are you going?
What are you saying it in another way?
What's going on here, man?
Like, you know, like it might be a hybrid.
You might have made a mad thing, yeah. Half bear, half gorilla. Cut him through.
With a man's mind.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You wouldn't know about any of this.
Nah, Sasquatch,
man,
serious.
I'm in my yard.
Isaac Newton.
Yeah.
What about him?
Donated to the show.
I heard, yeah.
He donated to the show.
We don't. Did we pay the electricity bill in here or the heating? Because they're on us. What,
I'm going to be
because
real.
Because of you, because you're wearing four
it's
jackets.
When we actually have the heating on.
I'm just, I felt left out. I wanted to put my coat on. You lot was just doing it as well. So I said.
When we have the heating on here, especially there, because the heater blow, it comes from that side, it gets so hot. Like, so I'd rather not have the heating on. Save a bit.
We're eco-friendly, innit?
Yeah, man.
What heating are you talking about?
The one right above your head. When they gave you that bald patch.
Bro.
Comes out of that.
Wait. All right, we're going to laugh. It's tune up bald patch and all that, man. All right, safe, man. Don't worry, man. Just run me back my glasses. You've been rocking them for a hell of episodes. So run back my glasses.
Someone tried to steal them last week.
Yeah. Run them back.
No, how about that?
All right. We'll see.
You know what I'm saying? Got robbed from your car, robbed you.
It's the busiest time of year for us, man. Can't get a minute's rest, family life, you get me, gym balance, it's all over the place.
I hear that, man. I feel like I'm just eating the same thing. There's not much time, man.
We've got a busy 2026, so whatever time we've got now is a blessing, Lips.
I hear that. That's where Thrive enters the mix. Thrive meals are delivered straight to your door, ready to heat and eat in minutes.
Which gives us our time back to focus on the projects we've got set for 2026.
With Thrive, there's a weekly changing menu with 100 meals to choose from each month, meaning we get some great variety.
Thrive uses 100% natural ingredients with none of that nasty stuff. No UPFs, no artificial flavors.
And the food is all prepared fresh by in-house chefs, so it tastes like your favorite home-cooked meal.
I particularly like the harissa lamb meatballs, fam.
Damn. I bet you did.
The meals are high in protein, macro balance, and it's approved by nutritionists.
The Cajun prawns and the Spanish style rice was divine.
So if you're like us and you want an hour a day back to start 2026, right?
Go to thrive.co.uk, that is FRIVE.co.uk/filthy to get 40% off your first box. Code filthy to get 40% off your first week, 20% off weeks 2 and 3 included in that as well.
What a deal.
We ain't spoken once about football.
We haven't. But last week we spoke about Liverpool. Loons wasn't here, so there was a bit of space. But this week we're going to speak about London, more specifically North London. Arsenal, top of the league,
deserved.
Top of the Champions League,
deserved.
FA Cup ain't even got a league, but we're top of the FA Cup,
deserved.
League Cup final,
deserved. Best team in Europe.
Listen, we're talking aliens. I think we could play some of them teams up there. The way we're defending, I don't think they'd have.
But you're only
for
4 points clear of this league. You're the one.
Nah, listen, this is one of the better leagues in the galaxy. But Spurs are 16th in this league.
Horrible.
Me.
Can Spurs survive?
I hope not.
Will they survive?
Hopefully
it's not. Will they?
This is crazy.
I'm a romantic, so I like the fact that I would hate a league without Spurs in it. And that's just me being a fan of football. I would hate a league with them not in it. I don't even like the league with Sheffield Wednesday not in it. That's because I'm old.
It's been a while.
I want Coventry to come up.
You know what? There are some legacy clubs that you always think of and you think that's a proper team. Blackburn should be back.
Blackburn should be back. I wouldn't mind Portsmouth. I wouldn't
West
mind
Brom. Portsmouth.
Coventry.
Do
you remember when Bradford was in there?
Football.
I'll be honest, I didn't like Bradford in there.
Mr. Shimshack. We got Mr. Shimshack. He's a Bradford fan.
Is it? But I like Bradford. I went and done some filming there and I like them. I had a tour, really good club.
Now, what teams should be here?
Okay, so Sheffield Wednesday.
Leeds are back.
Southampton.
Yeah, Southampton.
Leeds should be there.
Leeds are back.
Portsmouth.
Ooh.
Portsmouth.
No, not a legacy team.
Your team.
A bit young.
Nah, they are, man. They are a legacy team.
Portsmouth legacy team?
Yeah, man. They won the FA Cup and, yeah, man. That Harry Redknapp and Kanu and Nico Krankar and, yeah, and what's his name with the big left foot?
Taylor.
Yeah,
that's one team. That's one.
It was like four or five seasons, no, man.
Yeah, but that's one team, though, bro.
No, man. Crouch the Fold. Then they had Yakubu. They've had bare different.
It was the Harry Red. Otherwise, they're relegated. They're always relegated.
Leeds had couple teams.
What about Stoke?
Stoke Defoe.
I didn't like them in there, but they could be a legacy
team. They were an alternative football team.
The question we've got to ask, though, lads.
Bro.
Do it again. Big up
Middlesbrough. That's a good one.
He's right.
And I think Forest would probably be one as well, to be fair. So it's a shame that they might go down. But what we've got to ask ourselves, the teams we just named there, are Spurs as bad as them over the years? I don't think they are. Them teams are always at the bottom, although Spurs have been the last two seasons. It seems like it could be...
It's kind of Portsmouth-ish.
Yeah.
You know, Spurs are baffling, man. It was just a couple of years ago they were like fighting for the league. Weren't they in the Champions League?
Champions League final.
What are they doing here? 16th.
They've lost like 100 goals, bro.
That's the way, but why did they do that? They did the same thing with Bell.
Who started this? Was it Postecoglou?
Daniel Levy, bro.
No, was it Postecoglou? Because the halfway line was where his line was.
Postecoglou never played a game with Harry Kane.
Did he not? No, he didn't. Of course he didn't.
No, he didn't. He went on that podcast and said, we lost Harry Kane and they gave me, after I put in my list of strikers, so respectfully, they gave me Dom Solanke. That's what he said.
He said Dom was good, though. He said, I like Dom.
Yeah, he said, I like Dom, but
obviously level.
But I put a sheet in. So that's saying you get what I'm saying, strawberry jam, they're giving you marmalade.
But marmalade's nice. What?
You either love it or you hate it.
No, that's Marmite.
Marmalade's nice.
Marmite's all right as well.
Marmalade's a poor man's jam, bro.
Marmalade costs more than jam.
I think it might be a rich person.
Oh, but it tastes like a...
Man said a poor man's jam, but costs more.
It tastes like a poor man's jam, bro. It tastes off.
You got it wrong, mate. Marmalade's a rich man thing, really.
Yeah,
it tastes like it, though.
Now, marmalade's nice.
You get a quality kind of jam.
You got chicken shop palate, man. That's where it is.
Is that what it is?
Do you like lemon? Do you like lemon curd?
Lemon curd.
I used to love
it. I love lemon meringue.
Everyone's trying to jerk me middle class now, isn't it?
Now, lemon curd was lemon.
Lemon curd, what is
it's
that?
It's like jam, but lemon.
Really?
You never had that?
No.
What about chili jam? I'm a chili jam man, you know.
Try that.
Chili jam, Nando's, Leng.
Okay, no.
You have that on like chicken in there.
Yeah, that's a savory flow.
Finally, bro.
Oh, sorry, lads, my diabetes.
Oh, it's that time, huh?
What is it? Not apple
What's
pie.
What's that? Churros for the man.
It better not be apple pie. It is apple pie.
We got apple pie.
Stop pushing those things on yourself, brother.
I have.
Have you? Blessings.
You know what, boys? I think... Only the conversation could only go this left when we're talking about a team like Tottenham, man. We don't respect these people. Scorchars said a speech in a mask.
Yeah, that looks mad. Watch it. Just turn off the sound, yeah? And when it's on him, he looks so mad.
But you know what it is? He just needs to stop wearing that ballet everywhere.
Nah, I hear
we
it.
Know he's wearing the ballet everywhere.
The whole point of a mask is that we don't know it's you, because it's not COVID. Scorcher, we see you, bro. Like, we see your hair.
And then he pulls it off to have a point and then puts it back up.
Reintroduced him. Everyone knows who you are.
Yeah.
And he's still Send come on with the belly.
Nah, I respect
Crazy.
It.
That's Tottenham, though, you know?
No. Tottenham, what I'd say is, I said it before, Tottenham is only seen as a half-decent team because Arsenal sing about them everywhere they go. If you lot didn't speak about them, They'll be like late in Orient, bro.
So jarring.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just being a lift in here. What do you think of Tottenham? Shit. Just hear it anytime.
Out of nowhere. Yeah, yeah,
kids
yeah.
know it.
Yeah.
Mom, dad, Tottenham, thank you.
Do you know what it is? They're our rivals, yeah? And they haven't been great over the years. But like when City weren't good, like people didn't care about City just because they were United's rivals.
Exactly.
People don't necessarily care about Everton. So you exactly. might, I might make you right. Like we...
You make them relevant.
I think we care about them more than
too much.
Then Liverpool much. Care about Everton and United care about City.
Do you know what's crazy though?
Rival, you cannot, way too much.
You cannot have that stadium and be in the champ.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to spinquest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Bro, West Ham was dead there when Usain Bolt broke the big numbers. They bring that to the champ, I'm sure, didn't you? Didn't you in the champ?
Yeah, 100%.
They were back
first time for it.
One of them big stadiums is in the championship.
I reckon West Ham stay up and Spurs go down.
The team that Tottenham have got, yeah, let's be honest, isn't that great. We've seen teams, proper good teams, go down.
What do you think is the best team you've seen go down?
West Ham.
Newcastle.
Canio, Joe Cole.
Nah, yeah. Middlesbrough.
Might have been.
Ravinelli.
Nah, we're better than that team.
Janino and that.
Yeah, our team is brown.
Emerson, Jonathan Woodgate.
No.
I mean, sorry, Matt. Not Jonathan Woodgate, Gareth Southgate.
No.
Nah.
No.
Is this Tottenham team even good?
Nah.
Not really.
It's not a great team. Defensively, they're poor, obviously.
Tottenham fans wouldn't have that, by the way.
I started the FM save on them, yeah? Bro, they're like free signings from, like, goodness. Do you know what I mean? But you see if you started a save with them, yeah, when you're picking this midfield and you got between, like, Archie Gray, Bergvall, Bissouma, you get what I'm saying, Papa Sarr, you don't even know who creates. You get what I'm saying to you? Like, there's everyone does the exact same job. I think their most creative player is Pedro Porro.
Really?
Nah, man, they got Javi Simmons, nah.
Bro, Javi Simmons is...
He's more creative than...
Bro, he's meaty.
Tottenham have 6 home games left and 6 away games. I'm not even sure what they prefer because their home form is through the floor.
I think they've only won 2 games at home this season.
I think they've won like 8 in 32.
I heard Lacazette left a hyena under the.
Is it?
It makes sense though, doesn't it?
Yeah, 13 games at home this season. They have only won twice, drawn 4, lost 7. Away, the 13 games away, they've won 5, drawn 4, lost 4. So they're doing better away.
It's the same as last season. It's the exact same as last season. Last season they had a better away record than home record.
Is it that stadium?
It's not sustainable.
The stadium's too
hyena.
Don't you remember, yeah, when they made it and they was talking about beer and bread? Don't they make bread in it and make beer?
Bro, I just heard you get the craziest pint.
Distillery
like.
Or something like
it's
that.
The one that goes through the glass.
Yeah, come on, man. Everyone knows like we're all British. Yeah, all from born in England, London. You know what I'm saying? So you know a pint. Their pint goes from the bottom up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
So ooh, whoa.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, exactly. It's like they put it into this thing and then it...
Put the glass in and it shoots.
It's mad. They put the glass
in. It's plastic glass. They put it into the thing and it fills it up from the bottom.
No way.
Yes, bare stuff.
And then you pull it out and it...
Does it have a foam?
Yeah, just about. Bun up. But that's why you hear them joking about it, like, if Tottenham are having a dead game, it looks like the fans, they ain't even gone home, bro. They got the biggest bar in, they got the longest bar in Europe in one of the stands. Like, everyone's just
cold. The boxes are serious.
They're doing Beyonce.
Their stadium was made to just generate money.
For concerts and stuff. Yeah.
Like, it was the Emirates though at the start.
Breezy, but you can't put Breezy Bowl in the Emirates. Beyonce World Tour.
How come?
Because we're serious.
How?
We're serious football team.
No, you know what your stadium loves? Your stadium loves Jamaica versus Ghana. Your stadium loves love that.
What? What's wrong with man being on the thing? What's wrong with man leaning into
that's
the culture?
A football match. I don't think the Beatles performed at Anfield. Did they have a concert at Anfield?
They have boxing, no. Man.
No, they had boxing at
Everton.
Goodison. Exactly. Meaty stadiums. Well, that, we're serious.
Tony Bellew, though.
You can't have a...
That was Tony Bellew.
The best thing going for Tottenham is their location, bro.
Yeah.
People only care about Tottenham because they're a London team in the Prem. That's it.
Bro, that's something to care about.
Is it?
Why do they care about Arsenal?
And they're the original North London club. So I think a lot more people in the area care about them.
That's the one.
Tottenham, do you know it is? Tottenham's an area, isn't it? Like, it represents an area.
Yeah, Arsenal's
not
an area.
Arsenal's not an area. So it's on a heritage thing, like Chelsea, like West Ham, Charlton, QPR. Like, it represents...
Arsenal's from Charlton, though.
Do you know what's crazy?
Woolwich.
Arsenal are the only team in the Prem that aren't even named after an area.
I think are we the only team in England?
Tottenham's next three games are Arsenal, Fulham, and Palace.
Potential all losses.
Like I've got a weird feeling about this North London derby, though. If I'm totally honest.
Why?
I just got a weird feeling that they're gonna do something strange.
That's more hope than anything.
Bro. I hope Arsenal win the league.
You don't, bro. You gotta stop this. rubbish, bro. He don't.
Yes, we do.
He don't.
I'm speaking for us, me and him.
You're in the same boat as him.
Yeah, me and him speak.
You lot are some jolting.
Me and him
you
speak, some bro.
Also, it's about time, innit? We want to see them, win it?
You lot are joking.
Like we was all gonna surprise you, Arsenal fans. Like if you lot won the league, we're gonna wear a shirt.
We can still do what we're gonna do.
Chatting crap, bro.
I want Arsenal to win the league. Out of either Arsenal or Liverpool, or Arsenal and City, Arsenal, Villa.
I don't believe that coming from him.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're on that bandwagon.
Well, I don't want United to win the league. Come on, you Gooners, isn't it?
They're nowhere near it. Why are you even mentioning United? They're nowhere near it.
They're Gooners, isn't it?
He's just trying to deflect from the fact Liverpool ain't winning it. It's fine.
Seriously though, that's a kind of a tough run-in for a team that's not in form and without most of their players.
Yeah, they got big injuries. Richarlison, Kudus, Odebert, Kulusevski, Madison, Bergvall, Davis, Poro, and Udogie.
They're almost a lot of starters.
Yeah, but they're a lot of starters. Like they're not. Maybe Odebert isn't.
He's been looking good.
Davis, you can count. Yeah, he's not bad. I don't think he's bad. Ben Davis. So he's not a starter, but the rest of them play, bro. Udogie's their starting left back, Poro's their right back.
How much is that?
Yeah, Kulusevski plays, Madison plays, Bergvall plays, Richarlison plays.
Yeah.
They just got Kudus.
Under Frank and Ange, but this new manager might not.
Nah, you
them.
Play those. You play them. Man.
They'd play. They'd
I'll
play.
Be honest, yeah. I've worked it out with Spurs. Like I said, they've got an FM save. They ain't got black players in the right situations. You get what I'm saying to you?
Situations?
Yeah, they ain't got black men in the right situations.
Bun up for you mean positions?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Bun up for positions.
Like where?
It's not really a black left back thing. You get what I'm saying in the Prem?
What?
You get what I'm saying?
I thought he was going to... Because they literally...
Nah, it's a Mitchell one. Mitchell's one. Mitchell's a black left back.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
what do you mean? Ashley Cole, Roberto
that's
Carlos,
old school.
Marcelo,
old school.
Davis now.
What are you saying? The new era.
Rico Lewis?
Exactly.
Doggy.
Exactly.
He's wicked.
Yeah, I hear
Rico's
you, man.
Class.
Nah, they got black players where
Andy
you want
Robertson.
Black players.
On the wing. Just say my bad. You got that wrong. Yeah,
no,
that
was, Andy that was Robertson. Poor.
You picked left.
Andy
poor.
Robertson.
There's another position
and,
for
and
them.
And Spence
then.
Has no. been playing their bear, so it's poor.
Yeah, after you said the winger, your favourite winger's in my pocket. He's been in every favourite winger's wallet after. He's been getting cooked.
Well,
I'm not
been
my
in the
bad.
England team since that and done well. Listen,
oh,
so let me
please,
ask you this.
Man.
What other positions are black players in that they're in Spurs that ain't good?
That ain't good. Left-sided centre-back. They play Danso.
Danso's
Van
class.
De Ven. Oh, Van de Ven.
Van de Ven plays there. Van de Ven plays there.
No, when Van de Ven's injured, he's the replacement, isn't it?
No, but they play...
And they got that guy from the Dracula country, Romania. What's
he's
his name
black.
Again?
It's not black.
Romania's
what's
not
going
Dracula
on?
Country.
Brother.
He's a black white guy, bro.
Transylvania's in Romania.
Hey, hey, hey. What have we got, man? We got Vooj in the... I'm telling you, man.
Bro, you're just going to sweat in that puffer, bro, man. Just chill, bro, man. Keep on doing all that. Run me back my glasses,
listen,
bro.
Listen, they've won two Premier League games in 16. 7 wins all season.
Is it?
This is relegation form.
7.
But there could be a new manager bounce with Igor Tudor.
Bro, you see...
That's more hope than anything.
Sounds like a car, bro.
Hold on. Can I read off his CV, though? Because there's some teams that we know here. Like Hajduk Split.
Hajduk Split.
We got POK...
Pauk
Athens, I think that is. We got Karabakhspor. I bet that's in Turkey.
Turkey.
Galatasaray is definitely in Turkey. Yeah. Udinese in Italy. Then he went back to Hajduk Split. Then he was in Hellas Verona. I think that's Mexico.
No, that's Italy.
Italy, yeah.
It's Italy.
I saw Hellas.
Hellas Angels,
like,
homes.
I thought I meant like Hell of a Run.
Like, Hellas Angels,
yeah,
homes.
Like, Hell of a Run. Hell of a Run. Like. And I thought of a run meant like a mountain or something. Marseille, which is in France, Lazio and Juventus in Italy. He won the Croatian Cup at Split.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, and he's coming into Spurs.
No, wait.
Guys, listen. He's finally on home soil.
Yeah, no, he's home. That.
This is home. This is he's a Tudor, bro.
No, because Hajduk Split are a team that's supposed to win.
I'm not even letting this point go. He's a Tudor, bro. Do you remember the Tudors?
They're fishes, isn't it?
And they're kings. They were kings and queens.
Oh.
Yeah, tuna. And I'm sure they were. And there was the Tudors and the Stuarts.
Tuners.
Wasn't Henry VIII one of them?
No.
Was Henry VIII a Tudor? I feel like Henry VIII might have been a Tudor. This is not a joke. Like, that's a serious surname. Tudors. He's not coming here with no jokes, sir.
Yeah, but Igor, though, that's like...
Igor's even madder.
You've Russian.
That means he's been built upstairs, like, you know, like Frankenstein. Frankenstein.
Igor is alive.
Igor?
It could be a disaster in North London at the end of the
supposed
season.
To win. Galatasaray are supposed to win.
Imagine Spurs get relegated and Arsenal don't win the league. Bad day for North London.
That would soften the blow for us.
I think Arsenal are cooked, you know. Henry the VII and Henry the VIII, both Tudors.
I don't really rate
Mary
them,
the First. Bro, you know, that's Bloody Mary. Do you remember Bloody Mary?
That's a drink,
I don't. I did Bloody Mary in
Elizabeth the First, Virgin Queen.
Did you ever do Bloody Mary? Bloody Mary in a mirror. Bloody Mary in a mirror.
The thing is, I think I did. Who's the other one?
Candyman.
In
America.
Nah, man, Candyman. You're but black. Ducked. He's not attacking you. You're black, bro. Candyman was only onto white people.
Nah, but
bro.
They'll pull up, you know. They'll just pull up.
Fun fact, he didn't. So, Candyman was actually
Steve-O.
He was a Black Panther.
Yeah, that's why he's onto white.
Yeah, he didn't ever attack anyone black.
No way.
Literally. Have you seen the movie?
No.
He just used to move.
Black people know better, though.
Hellraiser used to attack black people.
His what? Face, you know what
Who's
he looked
the other
like?
People that you
remember
say in
the
mirror?
Board in school? Candyman, it was like... And you put elastic bands around it. No, you know the board in school is bare pins and then you put elastic bands around it.
Anyway, I say that to say this, Henry VIII was also one. Obviously, he made a whole religion just to divorce and behead girls.
Church of England.
Like, it's not a joke.
I don't rate none of them people from back then.
You see that sometimes...
No, do I, man.
Listen.
Because they didn't bathe. No, they didn't bathe. Yeah, they didn't bathe, so I can't rate them.
No, but when they did, they bathed with like four
No, gals. But they said, no, but they said, I think it's, I was about to say the wrong queen. One of the queens that we weren't around, was it Queen Victoria?
Yeah.
They said.
Careful what you say, bro.
I don't care.
No, she
but it's facts, you can Google
it. Yeah.
They said like they had to like hire men like to be around her, like she stunk that bad. Like, because all they did, they didn't bathe. And all they do was cover it up with like perfume and that. I remember because they were rich, they ate a lot of sweets. They didn't brush their teeth. Yeah. You understand? Yo,
they were nasty.
But this is a modern one, bro. And his name is Igor Tudor. Mm.
He brushes teeth, this one.
Bro, Igor Tudor. He's like a hybrid.
What is he? Is he Russian?
Bro, who knows?
Croatian.
Yeah.
Bilic.
Played in a good team. Played in a good team. Igor Tudor played at the back with, I forgot his name. He's a good centre back as well.
With Suka and all of them?
It's that
like?
Team. It's that team. 1998.
Davos Suka, Robert Prozaneski.
In
Boban.
Certain things, you hear stuff. Names and you just think, oh, that name is a problem. You hear, even in like boxing, you hear someone's last name is Lopez or Vargas and you just know they can fight.
Tudor?
Tudor is a serious man.
If you type in Tudor on Football Manager, he is in non-league, bro. James Tudor. He's playing left back for all the
But he
shot.
Shouldn't be there. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's above that level.
He's got talent. He's got talent. I hear it. Now you're right.
He ain't got enough talent to come and turn it around for Spurs, though. Spurs haven't won since, I think, December. I think their last win was against Palace.
A London team, though.
Away at Palace.
Igor Stimac played at centre-back with him, as well as Bilic.
He must know that if he wins this game and it stops Arsenal from winning the league,
they're going to build him a statue
could
hero.
Almost be guaranteed a spot being their head coach in the beginning of the next season, bro. If he survives and wins this game, bro, the fan base
like
are going
to
love
saying.
Him.
It's like not to get United involved, but it's just like, you know, like when Ole won those games, give him the job.
Yeah.
It's easier at Spurs. Just win that one game. You don't have to win loads. Beat Arsenal.
They'll survive.
Give him the job.
I'll be real. If they beat us, they will definitely survive.
If you don't not win for 6 weeks and then go to the Emirates.
No, but
win,
I'm not saying they're not going to
win. No, but that is how it works.
This ain't the Emirates.
You don't not win for 6 weeks and then at home with your home record the way it is, the elect champions are coming there. You're going to get slapped all over the place.
Nah, it don't work like that.
That's how life works.
Man, you were
Spurs are meaty, bro. Why is everyone acting like
they're not? They're still Spurs.
It's about the pressure.
It's about the moment.
Us going there with the... Yeah.
And then they're going in new manager bounce. Like, there was a stage when you thought, oh, yeah, you lot thought you were going to go to United and slap them over. They were going through a bad situation. Doggy!
They came to our house.
No, it's the truth. What even worse? So it happens, bro.
It does.
It's got
to
stop
like
and
could.
Start somewhere, innit?
And you are hoping that it starts at Arsenal.
I
don't know, bruv.
So, obviously, the guys that they'll turn to win games are out. Richarlison, Kudus, even throw Madison in there.
Kulusevski.
Bergvall.
You understand? Bergvall. You could even say Odegaard off the bench or something, but they're all gone. So... They're gone for the majority of the season, innit? And they got their better players like Romero getting suspended every 2 seconds. So who are Tottenham's players that's going to help them survive?
Has to be Xavi Simons.
It's the only person you can think of.
Can I highlight something? I can't remember who it was, but they wanted me to say my bad about this man. And we are now saying he's going to save Tottenham in a relegation battle. Xavi Simons, like they was on me. Do you remember? I can't remember who he was. We was out watching the England game, them against Holland quarters or whatever it was of the things. And he scored a decent goal and everyone turned to me. I went on my phone, everyone's on to me. A man has not messaged me since that day, bro, about my man.
Wait, he's playing really well, you know?
Now he is, he's
Is he?
He's looking good at the moment. Yeah,
I like him. When he gets on, he's looking techie, stronger. He's techie. He just tries hard. He just really tries. For a little guy, he gets stuck in, and I think the other side of the game will come once they get it.
That's the issue.
I feel like he went to the wrong team, man.
Don't you think when you try that hard and you're still not good?
But he's doing good. That's what I'm saying. He's doing good. He's not doing excellent, but I think he's doing good.
You know what? Tim Sherwood.
It would have been better.
He needs to win the Champions League and 90% of Premier League games. He also claims that Poch will be given a job after the World Cup.
Don't listen to man like Tim Sherwood, man.
What? Just don't know?
Don't listen to those guys, man. Those guys acting like they're in the know, man.
Because he had this job at one point. What did he do?
He knows Spurs in and out, though.
Yeah,
so he's obviously talking from...
Yeah, he's just one of those... He's not a proper Spurs man. I remember him as Blackburn. I remember Tim Sherwood at Blackburn, bro. I remember it was a Blackburn player, like, trying to do all these super Spurs.
Remember, you got stabbed in the head, didn't you? So you probably forgot.
No, I didn't forget. I know he played for
Spurs.
I'll
be honest. What? You need to get grabbed again by KG, someone. What are you doing?
What was that?
He only remembers him as a Blackburn player. And he was a director at football at Spurs. He was a manager at Spurs. He was a youth team coach at Spurs. He was a captain at Spurs. But you only remember him from Blackburn.
I remember him as captain.
Your head.
I remember him as a captain. His most successful period of his football career. That's what I remember.
You lot was young then.
But that's how I remember him. I don't remember him at Spurs.
I played against him. I've told you a lot of stories.
I'm born in 91. I don't remember him playing.
He's no longer at Spurs.
I don't remember Tim Sherwood playing.
Like, poor.
That's terrible, man.
Like Steve always says, elite.
Wow.
you lot got the guy that ain't cut his hair. And if he was a Tottenham fan, he'll be a Rasta man, really, boy. Because they have not won 5 league games in a row for 7 years.
Wait, wait, say that again. Just,
bro, they haven't won 5. I wouldn't have guessed that, you know.
7 years.
Because when did Kane leave? 3 years ago. This will be the 2 even.
But you know what?
Wow.
That don't shock me.
That's a good piece of information to have.
But he scored 30 league goals the other day, bro. And he done that in a season that they couldn't win 5 goals.
What I would like to know is, because you lot are doing this without any knowledge, how many teams have won 5 in a row? Because I bet you winning 5 in a row is not easy.
Yeah, 100%.
But they had the best striker in the land, bro.
That's what he was, though. He didn't have the rest. They didn't have the rest,
man. That wins your games. Goals win your games.
5 games, bro.
We've done it this season. Like, it's not, if you're
you've
good
done
team,
5 this year.
At the beginning and you haven't done it since.
We're just saying that the 5 wins is very doable in 7 years.
7 years.
Seven.
In that time, you've been to a Champions League final.
I could argue that most of the teams that haven't won 5 games in 7 years have been relegated or in and around.
No way. That's 5 in a row. No.
Broski, if you're saying no way, but we can check.
Let's get it up.
Tottenham are there, innit?
If you win 5 games in a row as a team like yourself, respectfully, you're staying up.
Yeah.
You can just say,
it's going to be enough. It's going to be enough, like, you get me?
Start the season.
So it's, man. I get what you're saying, though. It is more difficult. But, bro, they're buying players, getting players from all over the shop, bro. They got a nine, man. How much did Kudus cost?
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
50? 60. Worth it, though.
I've lied, man. Solanke.
I ain't seen that little chair of his, though, for time. That little chair he pops up when he scores.
Wait, he pops out a chair?
He pops out the little chair and sits on it.
Where's the chair?
I remember Steve-o, what talking about.
Pops out a little stool.
Oh, Kudus.
Yeah,
he's
I ain't seen it.
He's been though, man. But listen, since the start of the 24-25 season, Spurs have just won 8 home games in 32 home fixtures in the Premier League. That is insanity.
How much is the season ticket?
Do you know what would be good?
Bread.
It'd be expensive.
If when you agree with this, if someone says something and then later on it gets proven a couple months down the line, it'd be good if one of you lot say, you know what? You said that rather than the person having to say it. Because when I said Kudus, he's not the same Kudus that we had at West Ham. I got grilled. You lot tried to convince me, the season ticket holder that watched him every single fucking week, that he was the same guy. Because he was leading.
You also said Dom Solanke was going to work. So we got it's potato, potato.
I didn't say that.
You did.
That's not the words I said.
We had to
name people around the table. We had to name people around the table that we think could be a good number 9 this year. I said, it could be him.
Who
could
us?
No. Solanke. That's what I said. We had to just throw names in.
That's right. Yeah, you lot, I have to sub, man.
Yeah. You off?
I'm cooked.
Why? What's up?
Do you know what it is, I got a sciatica, I took some pregabalin and now I'm really like, I'm looking at you.
What's pregabalin?
Painkiller.
It's medication, bro. It's a bit, it's woozy in here, you know? Like, I'm proper woozy. Hey, listen, the guy who's coming on there, I'm spiritually like connected to him.
No, you're not.
I am. Ask him.
This is one of the last white filthy fellas.
Facts.
You need to.
The great white.
Hey, Jim Radcliffe is not f***ing with us.
Oh my gosh.
Jim Radcliffe. And he's f***ing with Vuji, bro. Big up Vuji.
Big up Vuji.
We've got two white men at the table.
I ain't white.
It's two white men at the table.
I ain't white.
We can two white
don't
men.
Evil Jen ain't going to have that.
I ain't white.
Yes, my bro. He
lives next to the Spurs ground and actually goes to the Spurs ground.
Hey, I saw you at the Spurs ground as well.
Did you really?
Yeah, when I was doing some work.
So, is this the same Kudus that there was at West Ham or not?
Yeah. Mohamed.
I get your point. We definitely thought he'd be better, but I wasn't scared of the Kudus signing. Like, I didn't think. Don't get it twisted. That's not that I don't rate him. I just don't think.
No, he's quite, mate. He's unreal. Yeah, he's an unreal
Tottenham
player.
Ain't that like they? Yeah. They will. Know, they will happening? Make players around that quality drop off a bit for me.
Yeah.
You get me? You so, yeah, man.
Have you guys spoke about Postecoglou and what he said about Spurs? What did he
say? Not yet. Oh, yeah.
But you might as well. Crazy statement.
Yeah, didn't you see the podcast?
A 2-hour interview with Neville.
The overlap.
And he said, the overlap. And he said, their whole thing is to dare is to do. Mm-hmm. They have it everywhere. Mm-hmm. So obviously that insinuates you're going to be adventurous. Yeah. You're going to go for it. And he goes, "That's they play complete opposite. Everything they do is the complete opposite. So a manager has won something for you, has told you, yeah, that everything you do is the complete opposite of your statement. That's like Filthy Fellas being like
clean,
just like, hey, yeah, like, imagine all of us right now, you'd be like what's going on?
It's true.
I mean, we do that. I do that sometimes.
I'm surprised the NDA ran out so quick. So
and Steve-O does that sometimes.
I sometimes do it, but so
well, because we all filthy in different ways.
Yeah, to dare is to do. So they're like, to dare. Why have you got glasses? I got
oh, I stopped.
Yeah,
okay.
Just trying to be a cool black guy, shades indoors, eye roll.
The way you just rolled your eyes there was so fancy. You need to get that. Yeah, please capture that, what he just done.
But Spurs
there.
Are, that's that. It's true. It's they're horrendous.
I got glaucoma.
Oh, fair. Yeah. No, I was wondering. Yeah. But they're really bad, man. They're really bad.
Yeah, they are. What do you think?
They disappoint me. Don't they disappoint you?
So do you think they could get relegated for real though?
They could.
Mm-hmm. What's the likelihood though?
Likely
15%.
Likely.
Let's go into conspiracies. They've invested $1 billion into a ground. Are they really going to get relegated?
Shall I tell you what I think they could? Yeah, I think they're going in a relegation battle with teams that knew that this was going to happen, bro. Xavi Simons and them man there ain't. See, I said it in a Dutch accent. Xavi Simons, he's not ready for the relegation battle.
Yeah, them man ain't ready for the fight.
Yeah, he's not. They're not here for this, and they know for a fact. We go down, my career's fine. I'll get a sideways move over to
Everton,
maybe, yeah, or something like that. And that's worst case scenario. You could argue Xavi Simons could even go play in a decent team abroad because it'll be a cut press, and they'll say Xavi Simons available.
Marseille, Barca might do a little Rashford 25-7.
They've been doing fried things though. Dom Solanke hasn't played a lot of football this season. 7 league games. He scored 2 league goals. How many goals, Steve, or will he have to score in order for Tottenham to survive?
So you're asking me this because obviously I said about him at the start of the season. Only played 7 games, but you lot are still questioning me. But okay, I'll answer. I think if he stays fit, which it doesn't happen a lot, I think if he could end the season, there's 12 more games left. If he can get 6, I'd say.
6?
Yeah. That still wouldn't be enough to... 6 goals ain't going to keep them up, I tell you that.
It'll be good for him, but yeah.
It won't do nothing for Spurs.
I think he needs to... It's not about the amount of goals, it's the type of goals. And catch what I mean by this. He can score 3 winners. That's 9 points. You know what I'm saying? A game that's 1-1 or 0-0.
Important and goals.
Just like Calvin the last Lewis. Goal, innit? The last goal that gets you 3 points. If he gets 3 of them...
That's what a winner is.
If he gets... Yeah, no, but I'm just breaking it down. All right, Purple Jacket. All right, Barney. Right? I'm doing your best Barney impersonation today. You get what I'm saying to you? But if he gets a winner, 3 winners, so it's not 6 goals. 3 winners is 9 points. They're safe. So
they've got a player. They've got a tough running, though. They have got Nottingham to play. They have got...
They got a couple relegation teams as well. Yeah,
Palace as well.
Those are the double
Spurs
six,
going down would
planners.
Be incredible for the just the narrative, for the vibes.
Yeah.
£1 billion stadium. They have put delays in the hotel. Apparently the new owners come in. I mean, I've literally moved actually from the area like last week. But anyway, it's a long story. But they have... The hotel apparently might not go ahead because of the new owner. Because the new owners come in. So they're meant to build a hotel, blocks. There's meant to be a whole thing around Spurs.
Oh, there's already. A whole Man City, like.
There's a whole top floor that was meant to be like a VIP area that's not getting used.
Because Daniel's obviously gone, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But who's their owner now, the Spurs guys?
The Lewis family.
Lewis, who are they? Do we know much?
The Lewis family.
Because the United guy, I heard you speaking about him, he's horrendous, isn't he? He wants us all out, doesn't he?
But if they get relegated, but I'll be honest, man, I'm going Championship to the stadium, bro. Yeah.
Banging ground,
week,
though.
Going every week.
Cheap tickets.
Chef Wednesday Spurs.
No one Spurs, it's still going to be cheap, bro.
Nah, they'll have to rent out like their stadium to like a rugby team.
They'll probably lose their night sponsorship.
They're cooked, bro. They're
couple
be
more
cooked.
Concerts. Couple more concerts.
Yeah,
it concerts.
Would be beautiful if they get relegated.
They ground share with an NFL team.
Now they do two.
No, they've got contracts with the NFL to host games there.
However, in Europe, it is a different conversation when it comes to Tottenham Hotspur. They are unbeaten in their last 24 home games in UEFA competitions. They're obviously current Europa League champions. They do not get to defend that though, because obviously they are in the Champions League. In the last 24 home games, they have scored 65 goals, only conceded 13 and kept 14 clean sheets in 24 games. That is not bad.
That's very good.
Personally, I look at that and I think the new European format is easier.
I suggested that, but they called me crazy.
Not even that. We have to see who they got, who they drew. Who they drew in the Champions League is a Europa League level draw.
Mm. It is.
Yeah.
Who's and the biggest team they played?
Yeah, they're not.
Like, it's was not it Ajax? No.
Maybe Ajax.
Dortmund and Dortmund at home, that's their toughest game, man. Who else? But they had like young boys, girls, everything. It wasn't good. No, do you know what I mean? The thing was the Europa League.
That's what, yeah, schedule. 100% I agree, bro.
They had Bodo Glimt again. But they lost to PSG.
But even though we are rating Tottenham and what they're doing in Europe, Aston Villa have won more Premier League points than Spurs since 2020. And we consider Tottenham as a big six team.
I'm telling you, it's who's location,
bro. When I say
bro.
We, I'm just talking about the people in the world.
It's location, bro.
Take us
but
out.
Let's have that conversation, man. Is it time to strip that? They're going to have two back-to-back below 14th finishes, let's call it that. That's insane, bro. Top six.
So I was talking about this in the group with my brethren literally a couple of days ago, and they reckon Spurs are still a big six club because the other teams haven't been as consistent as them in terms of top four finishes, top six finishes. Yeah.
Can I be honest? I think...
Sorry, they also said that Spurs in the past, I think 15 or 20 years, have won two trophies. How many trophies have the other teams won?
Let's be honest, man. There was never a big six, bro. There was never a big six.
Top four.
One of the big boys, Arsenal, fell out of the top four and we somehow swindled staying like amongst like the thing. Like, became, yeah, now we're just top six now. And we, even when we was coming
you're a real
eight,
Arsenal
that's
fan,
what it was. That's, I'll be so. Honest. That's even top four. We created top four.
Yep.
Chelsea and United fans, even Liverpool fans certain seasons, didn't care about top four. So
for Champions League they do, you know? That's what they meant but for. They
created Arsenal it. Made it a thing.
No,
though.
It's when that got created,
nah,
that's
but,
when it became
nah, but
a thing.
It's before us being top four was a given. It was literally, it would I remember Everton coming fourth in that. Like we'd have bad seasons and come third if Liverpool weren't on it that year. If they were, we'd come fourth. Then, like I said, Tottenham got better. Then we got knocked out of the top four for
so
a little
bit. It's still been like nearly 16 years, like maybe longer, that's been a thing, the top four.
Nah, it's been a while.
Yeah, Wenger said a top four was better than a domestic trophy.
Yeah.
That's just because he was getting top four every single
yeah,
day.
Yeah, he's saying
that
financially,
was on a,
like.
That was on a business.
That's a business. But it's true, though.
No,
it
does,
it
but
is.
I think.
So you not made it a whole new trophy?
No, 100%. And the top four really became the top four because of City, because of other teams. Like it was real, innit? To get fourth in the Prem.
But then who got added to the top six? Spurs and who?
Spurs.
Newcastle sometimes.
Newcastle. I think the sixth was always like.
No, I'd say it's Liverpool, no?
Oh, yeah. United, it was Liverpool.
It was
City,
United, yeah. Arsenal, Chelsea.
Liverpool.
City added
and
themselves.
Tottenham.
Spurs.
City added themselves. Spurs, yeah. I think they're probably on that precipice, sixth, seventh, eighth. With Arsenal and Newcastle. No, sorry, not Arsenal, Tottenham and Tottenham, Newcastle and Villa now. Bro, do I smell like fish?
No.
Nah, basically my dad made stew.
Damn.
Come on, bro.
You know when your dad makes that long stew? That
long stew.
No, you cook it
oh,
for hours.
Oh, that's slow cook. Long stew. Long stew.
We call it bakalar. In Croatia, we call it bakalar.
You lot stews
like
aren't
a Turkish
a joke.
Dessert.
Are you Croatian?
No, I'm Serbian. Ethnically,
you lot got
ethnically.
The ting.
I'm born in Croatia.
You lot got the ting, yeah? We lot just go out in the cold just with like a piece. It's like ham or something and a knife and alcohol.
Break up.
And they just eat the ham with the alcohol. Burst.
Yeah. Now, Eastern Europeans are a different breed.
I mean, you call it, what did you call it? Bacala.
It's a type of fish.
Bacala.
I think the Caribbeans do it as well, though.
Don't get us involved.
No, you do.
Yeah, you got
chill
out.
It's a
slow fish. You got chill out with that.
What's the type of fish that you man do?
We love snapper.
It might be snapper.
Doctor fish.
Let me Google it. One sec.
I thought baklava was a Turkish dessert.
Oh, you meant baklava. Baklava. This is baklava.
Baklava's a dessert. That's leng, though. It's greasy.
Like a pastry.
It's leng.
Yeah.
It's mad greasy.
Oh, no. It's just salted and dried cod, basically. Yeah.
Saltfish.
Saltfish.
Yeah.
So you're having a saltfish stew?
Yeah, bro. It's banging.
Oh,
nuts.
What do you mean?
Nuts.
It's banging, bro.
That could.
Yeah. Is it duck?
You reckon?
Salt water.
Yeah, with potatoes. Bit of pepper, bit of salt.
A bit of salt is salty.
There's fish soup.
Not a big fan of
it's
fish soup, though.
For you, bro. I'm just saying. Shout out Igor Tudor. He knows about this. Igor Tudor, the guy we were talking about earlier. Yeah, he's Croatian.
Salty fish.
Anyway, sorry. I apologize.
But yeah, their fixtures, let's have it right.
It could get dark.
We could go. We're not going to do game by game. Let's go for the highlights. They got, obviously, us at home soon.
Three London teams in a row.
Dark. Then they got to go Liverpool.
Dark.
Yeah. Forest at home is a relegation battle. That's a direct relegation battle.
Come on, boys. We've known this. The whole league's tough. So every game you go through is going to be a tough game.
Do you know what it is? A tough game, but there. It's relegation or survival for them, bro.
Like those last four teams they're playing, that is a madness.
Bro, that's dark.
It depends on those three, the first three. If your manager bounce doesn't hit 4 points there, you're f***ed.
I'm not saying they're going to lose every game.
I think they're going down.
There's not one fixture there that looks comfortable for Tottenham for me. Not one, bro. Yeah? Bro, Leeds at home, second last day or third last day, that's trouble. A lot of pressure. Again, Leeds ready to fight to survive. Xavi Simons and them boys not ready. Wolves away. Game week 34. That is horrible, bro. Imagine fighting relegation while being in the Champions. Let's be honest.
Oxman United.
They need to Champions League. Champions League.
They're in Europe.
Get out your head, bro. Calm. Why are you always bringing
you're
up
playing
United?
Bodo
don't
Glimpton.
Worry about my head, bro.
What I'm screaming is, Tottenham need to be real and just send out. I was about to say, my man's at a Dutch team. That's the Irish striker. Send out the kids.
Dane Scarlett and them.
Yeah, Dane Scarlett.
So who could stop them from going down, player wise, other than Xavi Simons? Is there anybody?
The whole squad.
I'll be real. Romero could stop being an idiot.
I wasn't stopped.
As much as I don't rate him, he's definitely not relegation fodder. You get me?
He's meaty, man.
Well, he's got a free game ban for all them London games.
London games. And then he's back at Liverpool. And he gets another red.
Gets sent off again, yep.
Five game ban. Again, yep. He misses the whole season.
I'll be honest, yeah. What's his name? Romero, anyway, yeah. Dookie, he should be nowhere near that 11. If they want to stay up, he can't be in that 11.
Who are they going to play? Dragovic?
Have to. Go,
is that his name? Dragovic?
Vujovic.
Dragushin.
Dragushin.
He's a good player, man.
Oh, Dookie, you lot are rating Danso.
I rate Danso.
There you go.
Bro, they're in trouble.
But West Ham or Spurs getting relegated, who would you prefer?
West Ham.
Spurs. Nah. Tottenham. Tottenham.
Spurs, man.
Nah, bro, imagine the back, like £1 billion stadium. You're playing Bristol City.
It's got to be Tottenham.
QPR.
I hear you, but that claret and blue.
Just think of the wildest scenario. Imagine
Steve-o.
Spurs get relegated, but win the champs and Arsenal don't win the league.
Banging. I'll take it. Wait, and Mill will go up.
Let's madness. Go.
Get
relegated and win the champ.
West Ham.
This is doubtful, this guy, bro.
West Ham.
He needs to move from Reddit.
West Ham down for me. I'd love that.
Down. Because of the stadium, maybe.
Yeah, it's that. Steve-O.
Exactly. Let's say it's because of me.
But I think what you said, Haider.
Your team might win the Champions League.
Win the Champions League. Get relegated.
Imagine playing Millwall away. On the weekend, and then Real Madrid at the Bernabeu.
Vibes.
But listen,
anyway,
crowd. Let's ask the crowd: are Spurs surviving? Obviously, we hope not. Are they winning the Champions League? We also hope not. But it's not even really a hope thing. It's just a life thing right now. Make sure you comment. below, share, hype, like, and subscribe, please.
Blow.
Have a nice.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.